السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله، صلى الله على النبي الأمي وآله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings upon the best of all creation, the most beautiful Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, upon his blessed family, his blessed parents, his blessed wives, his blessed children, and all of the blessed companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday we spoke about the last 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan and the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجاور في الأشر الأواخر من رمضان ويقول تهروا ليلة القدر في الأشر الأواخر من رمضان أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would practice itikaf in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would say, look for the night of Qadr in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So we have been instructed to search for the night of power in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, and in particular the odd nights of the last 10 nights, the 21st, the 23rd, the 25th, the 27th, and the 29th day of the month of Ramadan. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's example is the best example. What would he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam do to show us how to search for the night of power? He would cut off everything and go into seclusion. Yani, he would go into itikaf. So for us, the sunnah is to go into itikaf, worship fully in these 10 days and really exert ourselves. Unfortunately, nowadays when we say something is sunnah, people interpret this to mean that is something that's not so important, so we won't do it because it's only sunnah. It's very sad to hear that there are Muslims who have never performed itikaf even once in their lives. I'm referring here to the 10-day sunnah itikaf in the month of Ramadan. They don't even have it in their minds or on their month of Ramadan checklist that I need to perform itikaf and search for Laylatul Qadr. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what kind of Muslims are we that we don't want to perform something that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam never missed? If you can't perform all the 10 nights, we understand. We understand people have responsibilities of the worldly life, etc. Maybe you can't leave your wife with all of your children, who have to go to work, etc., or other responsibilities, whatever this may be. But at least sit itikaf the nights that you can. everyone knows themselves, what they are capable of. Come spend the night in the masjid. Sit itikaf and search for the night of Qadr. Spend one night if you're really, really, really busy. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, whatever day or time you allocate for itikaf, you must have the correct goals and objectives. You should know what you have set off to achieve. Itikaf offers so much. I will only focus on three things to keep this discussion short. The first thing is when somebody sits in itikaf, it's their opportunity to wholeheartedly search for the night of power. As we covered yesterday, the reward is more than 1,000 months. So it's your opportunity to gain this reward. The second goal, the second objective you should have before you perform itikaf is that this is your opportunity to cut yourself off from the distractions of the world and connect yourself to your Creator. Connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Go into complete seclusion from the distractions of the world. Seclusion from your phone. Seclusion from your laptop, etc. Run away from the distractions and come to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave your phone at home. Itikaf is not for WhatsApp. Itikaf is not for YouTube. Itikaf is not for gaming or checking the sports scores. You are, through your actions, saying to Allah Almighty that these are 10 days of my life which you have given me, O Allah. I am dependent on no one but you, O Allah. I have cut myself off from all the distractions and come to your court, O Allah. My days and nights are for your worship and your pleasure, O Allah. The third goal or objective when performing itikaf is that this is the final opportunity. The first 10 days, we asked Allah Almighty for His mercy. The next 10 days, we asked Allah Almighty for His forgiveness. And now we are begging Allah Almighty for freedom from the fire of hell. We are asking, we are begging, ask and beg. We are in the house of Allah Almighty. Ask and ask and ask, saying, O Allah, I am at your court. Your mercy is infinite. I will not leave until I am forgiven and free from the punishment of hellfire. This is the desperacy we should be showing in the court of Allah Almighty. O Allah, if you don't forgive in this blessed month of Ramadan, I accept my sins. I accept my shortcomings. Everything I've done in my life and in this month with broken intentions and broken sincerity. If you, O Allah, will not forgive me and free me from hellfire, then no one can forgive me. Where else can we go? Where else can we go with our sins and our burdens that we have built on our shoulders? O Allah, we are desperate for your forgiveness and mercy. We are not worthy, O Allah. We know and we accept this. But we also know that there is one court through which we will never be turned away empty-handed. The court where you, O Allah, have instructed us to go. So, O Allah, we beg for your mercy and forgiveness through the wasila of your most beloved, the mercy to the whole of mankind, through him who is sahibu taji wal mi'raj, through him, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is dafi'ul bala wal baba wal qahti wal marad wal alam, who is Khatimun Nabiyyin, who is Shafi'ul Muznibin, who is Rahmatul Lil Alameen, the one who is your Mahbub, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beg in your court, forgive us, shower us with your infinite mercy, and free us from the punishments of hellfire. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how should we keep ourselves busy and occupied in worshipping the last 10 days? The first thing we need to do, once you have walked through the doors of the masjid after having made intention for itikaf, regardless of whether it's for 10 days, 7 days, or 1 day, firstly what we need to do is purify our intention. Do it only for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Don't do itikaf because somebody sent you or because your friend said, you know, we will be together, it will be cool, it will be fun. Do it for the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Secondly, make sure that you utilize your time. Don't waste it. Engage yourself in worship. Make a schedule. Set time for the recital of the Holy Quran. Set time for zikr. Set time for dua. Set time solely for sending durood o salam upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Don't leave any faraid, wajib, sunnah or nawafil. Build a strong schedule and stick to it. Thirdly, is take some books with you. You have 10 days to learn. You have time. You have time you normally wouldn't have. Learn about the seerah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or learn du'as or the rules about salah, fasting, etc. Something to keep you spiritually going. This knowledge is fuel, and fuel will keep you going. And the final thing is reduce three things. Reduce speaking, reduce eating, and reduce sleeping. Don't come to the masjid to catch up on your sleep for the year. Don't take this opportunity to think, at home my wife doesn't let me sleep, work doesn't let me sleep, kids don't let me sleep. Now this is my chance to sleep without being disturbed. When people are in itikaf, the family and community members and friends, with the intention of reward, they send all sorts of food for those sitting itikaf. Don't take this opportunity to fatten yourself up. Eat a little. And thirdly, reduce your interaction and speaking with people. Itikaf is not for socializing. Itikaf is not for minute-by-minute commentary on WhatsApp statuses. Interact, but only interact where you are learning or becoming closer to Allah Almighty. Interact with your ulama, who may be also sitting itikaf in your masjid along with you. Allah Almighty, grant us all the tawfiq to sit sunnah itikaf and to earn the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty, grant us all the tawfiq to search for the night of power, search for Laylatul Qadr, and Allah Almighty, free us all from the punishment of hellfire in these last 10 days of the blessed month of Ramadan. Kyun raza, aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhum machane wale, wama alayna illa al-balagul mubeen.